With Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot, you can get up to $2,300 off select kitchen packages from top brands like GE Profile. That means you can save on a new GE Profile smart quad door refrigerator that's full of convenient features like a dual dispense autofill pitcher and an ice dispenser with up to 12.5 pounds capacity. Bring convenience to your kitchen with smart, innovative appliances from GE Profile. Right now, save up to $2,300 on select kitchen packages with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. So excited you decided to join us today. Before we jump into the podcast, I'd first like you to go over and check out our other podcast, High School Hoops, the 5-Minute Basketball Coaching Podcast, Funneled on Defense. Just finish this one first and then pull the car over or stop your run and go over and check the other ones out, download all of them. And leave a 5-star review. We'd love that. But we would like to give a shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish. I don't have a lot of sponsors that I talk about, and Dr. Dish is one of them. I believe in this machine. It is great. It has helped our team. You mentioned Coach Unplugged and they'll give you $400 off. That's all. That's probably the best compliment I can give. Is a lot of people approach me about talking about them and being sponsors on here, and Dr. Dish, I believe in them so much that that's why I do it. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. It's the one-stop shop for basketball coaches. It is what I would have wanted as a young 25-year-old coach. I would have wanted all of these resources, and maybe it would have helped me win a few more state titles. I don't know. But from someone that's been a nationally ranked coach and had nationally ranked teams and won that numerous state titles, this thing is everything you need to take your team to the next level. We offer a 14-day free trial because we believe in it so much. Go over and check it out. And let's head off the podcast. Thought we would talk about teachhoops.com. You know, it's an info commercial in some respects, but in 120 plus episodes, we really haven't done this. So I'm gonna give you a little history about it.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. I'll talk about my perspective, okay, from multiple perspectives, but go talk about the history. But I have some insight of working with other coaches now and really seeing it from a different lens too. And
I'll give you the Spark Note class / Cliff Note version of TeachHoops, how it came about. So my brother got me started, and it initially started as a marketplace for trainers or coaches and players. That's where it started. And I had younger kids when that started, and just, it wasn't going to work. It was just too much time. It was which comes first, the trainer or the player, you know, and then trying to find space and how do they make money. And so the pivot was, my brother sat me down. He says, well, what do you know? I go, I know how to coach basketball. He goes, well, you've been very successful. You won like 80-some% of your games as a coach. You should teach people how to coach basketball. And a week later at the lake house with his, I think my brother's wife actually came up with the name, and literally naming things can be kind of difficult at times. But eventually we landed on Teach Hoops, and it was initially just kind of DVDs and selling things. And then I wasn't feeling like I was connecting with the coaches. So Teach Hoops kind of pivoted and became like a one-stop shop for basketball coaches, is what it became. It, you know, and to be honest with you, in the pandemic, I haven't been selling a lot. I mean, I haven't been like, I mean, selling is, the business is doing fine, but I haven't been out marketing and doing all those kind of things in the sense that I've been working on the back end, you know, working on the roadmap, working on new courses, working on things for my, for the members that have stayed, because literally some coaches are coaching and some coaches aren't. And what I've tried to do is give stuff to both of them, give stuff to people that are coaching and that aren't coaching. Because eventually we're all going to be back coaching and we all need to work on our craft. Just like I work on my teaching craft and how to teach statistics properly, I'm always working on my basketball coaching craft. And last week I had a bunch of interviews with a bunch of college coaches, and I remember which one it was. It might've been the Vassar coach. I was laughing about how I wish I knew as much as I did in my 20s, because, you know, it's, as I get older, I feel like I know less. And because, you know, there's so much information, so much stuff. So what I've tried to do is just decipher that, make it easier, show people how to win games and have fun doing it in less time, is basically, if I had to paraphrase it, that's kind of what we've been trying to do. But I'd love to hear about your journey. What was the mascot in Mayville?
Cardinal. Why?
Cardinal. That's the number one mascot in Wisconsin. Do you know that?
I think I've learned a lot because I've learned that a lot of times as coaches, we try to do too much early on in our career and try to take on a position way too early. And one thing about basketball is really hard is like I'm also a soccer guy. And so like soccer, when you're a soccer coach, you're required to take a certain amount of classes and you have to do like an E-level course and a higher level course, and you keep building upon that. And like, that's why I think Teach Hoops is so great, is that you're constantly developing your craft and you're learning. You can only learn so much from a DVD. You can only learn so much by reading a book. But like that social interaction and working with other coaches and climbing up the ladder, like if I were to do it all over again, that's how exactly I would have done. I would have built upon it, you know. And what I've done with soccer and my knowledge and what I can do now, I wish I could have done even more with basketball. So when I look at Teach Hoops, I look at the simple fact is that, and I've been able now to work with some other coaches across the country, is that like the point that it is the best thing out there is because it's that interactive piece. You have a question and you're able to find the solution right away.
Yeah,
and you can build around it. So
I'm telling you, this is why Teach Hoops is different than anything out there. If you email me, like literally this morning, I had some issues that I had to deal with family wise, and I had a teachhoops.com member call. They understood. They understood. It's like, well, because they have my cell phone number. They have like, we were able to like, we'll make it work this week. So sorry, but they go, no, deal with what you got to deal with, Steve. No problem. Blah blah blah. It's not like this person, it's not like the Wizard of Oz. Like, I'm not behind this.
But
curtain.
Don't you find yourself enjoying it? So like Brock is a guy that I work with.
Right.
And he like texts me. He's got my personal number and he'll text me and he's like, when do you want to do this? I'm like, how about in 15 minutes? I'm dying to talk about the game. So
right.
But like he'll ask a question. Here's a great example of why it's so I would say that it's not even more of getting the information, it's adaptable. I mean, there's so much that we get information. We have to make it adaptive to us and the level that we're coaching. So he was interested in running the flex offense. And I told him, I said, you know that there's like 7-8 different variations of the flex offense.
Right.
And you can go this. He's like, whoa. I'm like, but you could have one or two screens based on your level of play. You can have your spacing. I said, when I ran the flex with 7th and 8th graders, when I first started my career, I had my flex higher and I only had this screen and that screen. And I simplified it. And then basically we were on fast draw and I basically built that stuff for him and he was able to use it. You know, or how would you attack a 2-3? All right, well, then if you have strengths here, this is how I rotate my middle guy in here. You're able to constantly adapt your question and your need with having an interaction with another person with knowledge. It's great. There's nothing better than that. There's nothing else on the market that does that for you. You know, it's
here. There are other people that do what I do. Here's what I'm going to tell you, a couple things. First of all, half of them are run by guys that are college coaches.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Which they know their stuff. They know it better than me. I'm not going to question their knowledge. They probably know basketball better than me. That's all they do. But they don't have the time I have. They have not experienced grandma coming in and yelling at you after a game. They have not dealt with the kid that gets sick or breaks up with his girlfriend, because they're dealing with college kids. They're not dealing with high school kids.
They're also dealing with kids classroom. That want to be either on a scholarship or this right. or that. Like, we have experienced everything from grades, all little kids, all the way up to high school, fundraising, all yes. the things that people don't talk about. Like, there is a huge –
there's a huge difference, and it's nothing against them. It's this just that they do not experience it. They're not in, you know, coaching. Like, I coach my son all the way through youth. I've done all that stuff.
I've coached every level, and I've ran camps. I
know what you're going through is what I'm telling you. I've experienced it. I felt it.
That you really like, and it's intended for high school. But you can't do that if you've got a 7th or 8th grade team, or you know what I mean? Help people put things in perspective. I'm like, well, I said, one of the coaches I worked with, they said, oh, I want to run the 1-3-1. I said, how do you want to run your 1-3-1?
Right.
You can run a 1-3-1 in middle school and win tons of tournaments because teams don't prepare for that. But are you really teaching your players to become better basketball players? You know, right. you're teaching them how to trap, right, and steal the ball. But are they really working on becoming a better team? You know, you have those conversations. Like, are you thinking about where you're taking your players the next route? Because I think too often coaches, and I don't know, maybe that's not how it is. For us in the United States, we don't go and get licensures to coach 7th and 8th grade. We don't get licensures, and we don't take modules and coaching and build upon it. Like, where some sports, like club soccer, you know, you got to take a 4v4 class, and then you take a 7v7 class, and then you take a 9v9 class, and 11v11. And now I'm doing my D license. My D right. license is incredible. Like, I'm actually working with another coach out of Madison, Jim Lauders, who was the coach at Madison, and he's my mentor. Like, how cool is that? That's basically what Teach Hoops is like,
right?
All the time.
Yes, and the thing is, no, again, talking about some of these other ones, and there's been other ones that have popped up from other high school coaches. I put my resume against any of theirs, to be honest with you, but
unless your name is Bob Hurley.
Well, Bob Hurley doesn't have one. If Bob Hurley has one, no, I cannot. There's other coaches that have better resumes than me, but the ones that have popped up do not have better resumes than me.
No.
But anyway, tooting my own horn. But I would argue those other ones that are out there, they're not giving their cell phone numbers out. They're not making they're not taking their Sunday afternoons to get on one-on-one calls when you need it. They're doing stuff similar, maybe like a group call, but trust me, they are not individually calling every member. They're not, like, every member that joins gets a message from me. They get my email, they'll get my number. So that's what makes it unique. It's one of the reasons my brother keeps telling me to increase prices. He goes,
right. I would compare it to mentorship, right?
Yes.
It is an ongoing mentorship. It's
with a lot of stuff.
So you're learning, but the key thing is in a coaching class, a really good coaching class, is that the mentorship. Okay.
Right.
So, or if when you're doing student teaching and the great practicum teachers that you had, that's where you learn, not from the books, not from the DVDs.
No, and I got everything. Literally, if I don't have something you need, I will make it for you. Like, Jake and I were literally talking about this with a Teach Hoops member, wanted something, we literally made it for him. It's like, if you need something, we will get it for you or make it for you. That's not a problem.
Yeah, people listen to our podcast, Steve will email me, hey, can you get this for him? Sure, cool. Done.
Let's do this. That's not the issue. The issue is what I'm doing is I'll have a member say, hey, I want this. I'll say, hey, we can get on a call. You can go watch this. You can do this, whatever. And some people don't necessarily want to talk to me, which is fine too. Like, they want, where can I go find this? Because I've got three small kids at home and I've got 20 minutes. Well, look at this. So, Teach Hoops started because I wanted to solve a problem that I had as a young coach, and I wish would have been there. I had to go to clinics and listen to Don Meyer and take 8,000 notes and do all that stuff. I've done all that for you. And that's why I think it makes teachhoops.com so special. Yeah. So that's our, and again, we'll do this every 2 years. Jake,
I guess no matter what, from a tidbit of about beyond Teach Hoops is that if you really want to become a good basketball coach, you've got to learn from others and constantly talk about the game.
You need a mentor, and it doesn't. I'm going to tell you, if you're listening to this, you don't need me. You need a mentor. You need someone that's going to help you become a better basketball coach. I had great mentors when I was growing up. You need to find a mentor. We yell at our kids all the time to work on their craft. You have to work on your craft. I only became a bad basketball coach because I spent as much, if not more, time than most people. Swear to God, I'm not smarter than other people. I'm not like a harder work. I just literally 24/7, 365. It's all I was thinking about. Blah, 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 blah. It was like, that's what it was. And it's like, what I'm telling you is 30 years of experience. Let me help you win more games in less time and have fun doing it.
Right.
I've done
ultimately
it.
You're going to get what you get by what you put into it, you know? And
yes. And, but I can save the time. Like, don't go through like I had a teacher's member the other day ask about, like, they were going through their rules and their expectations. And I helped her walk through it. It's like, let me help you. I've already done it. You don't have to reinvent a wheel. You're not going to reinvent a new offense unless you got
right left. or put some clarity into. That's what another great thing of a mentorship is. You may think of something that's really good and it might not fit your age group or the level or the talent that you have, and you start thinking about adjusting in a different way. When you start talking and working with a mentor, you're able to really get some clarity and understanding, and it reshapes your basketball mind. You start to understand how the game really works and how you build things and how you make things work for your team that season. Because it's so easy to pick this, that. Oh, that looks cool. That looks cool.
There's so much noise out there.
Yeah, the deer in the headlight factor.
It is. It's like, it makes my head want to explode. Like when the pandemic started, there were like 80 billion webinars. It's like, those are all great. And you're going to learn a lot from them. You're going to implement about 3% of it. 3% of it, maybe. Like, all great ideas, but you're going to implement about 2-3% of it. Because when push comes to shove, you got to get in front of your kids. You got to teach them the game of basketball. You got to try to win games and keep your job.
So I would consider Teach Hoops personalized PD.
Yeah, that's a great way to think about it.
Personalized PD of your craft.
Yes, yes.
And it's really hard. It's not a one size all. It's a personalized approach to learning the game of basketball at your own pace. There's nowhere else you can get that.
Nope. So come over and check it out. Come join me. I would love it. Okay. Have a great New Year, coach. Make good decisions on New Year's Eve.
Okay. What is that supposed to mean?
I don't know. I'm going to be in bed by like 10 o'clock. So yeah. I know I'll make good decisions.
I'll stay away from the eggnog. All right.
Yes. Yes. Bye. Sports Social
Podcast Network. Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.